Egg. Okay. During LAPE, or actually, no, it's LA right now. But that's the point. Dummy. Dumb. Stupid. Why are you stupid? Why are you listening, dummy? Huh? You not real. You not you. What you are not real, dummy. You know you talking. You know who I am talking to. Dumb. I don't know anybody else that is listening to all these damn recordings, podcast. Now down here I come to accept a very low standard of living, but that causes to my water into wine, it's terrible wine. I might as well be start drinking from the ocean itself. Anyways. Somebody once told me I'm a macaroni. You're a stupid fucking winterman. You should check yourself, you little stupid ass cunt. You're a fucking disgrace. Yeah? Yeah. Okay.
Turn it in right now. So we're gonna go over some revision and editing strategies that actually we use for all writing, but we're going to be applying it to this project, okay? And then we'll look at just the beginning of a piece that someone's in the process of revising, just to give you a sense. Normally, it's something we would do with the doc camera in the classroom, so it's going to be a little different, but I think it'll help. Now, when we revise our writing for our class. This is really important.
Soldier,
so
keep
pay
on
attention.
Marching on.
We
soldier, keep on standing strong.
Make a copy of the first draft.
The day, something.
So,
algo, yo no
right
sé.
Now, everybody, make a copy of your first draft, whatever you've got for it.
From the draft of my research report.
On slide 19, that tells you to do
that. I have to accept a very low grade in the school. But when they started giving me all these goddamn research reports and all these essays, I now might as well start doing the work from last year. At least we're going to do this every day. I don't really know, but I don't really care. So whatever.
So make a copy of your first draft. And you're going to call it in your drive. So-and-so's final draft research report. All revisions and edits are going to be made to that document. The reason is, it is really helpful in helping us to grow as writers
accepted.
When we can look at the progression
final.
Of our
I do
our
not
work
know if that's how you spell final,
process.
I'm pretty sure it's
so in this case, it would be
final.
Between the first draft and the final draft. We'll be able to put them side by side and pat ourselves on the back because that final draft is going to be
but
so far
back
than the first draft, which is what
Ryan
is supposed to happen.
Ryan, scary son of a bitch. But fun for Ryan,
so again,
cheap son
edits,
of a bitch.
Revisions are
going to
be made to
yes, do I have to reuse suit? I tell him no, you cannot reuse suit. You graph
that
organs to suit. You cannot
be
use it.
You go to bed on Tuesday.
Whatever.
Okay, after that, we will be creating a podcast to present some of the things that we learned. Not a podcast, I lied. We'll be presenting.
I'm making a podcast. Isn't that funny?
Sorry.
Isn't that funny? That I'm making quantly a podcast.
And, then our last day
and that they're talking about the podcast themselves
really
in the recording of this audio research notes are in the world.
We will spend that day reviewing and leaving positive responses to everybody's videos. Okay. Is there anybody who has not yet made a copy of their document?
Anyways, let's talk about Lego.
I know, just
now here I am creating a Lego story, as I've always. on this table that my mother always cries about why I should, well, not okay. really, but she's always
but
whining about,
process,
oh, you
should
take, why we should put like a rag under it, because it's scraping the sides of the edges of the table and letting it look, it's older. Well, what else am I supposed to put these things? Whatever. Point is, of course, that the Legos are rearranged
look,
currently into the ultimately
kind of
reused storyline of Crystal or,
Friday,
you know, or small Vespalink
Vibro
or transparent blue tube screen with little diamonds under them and their heads removed and then no
semester.
Other tools, just zombies. Zombie
okay,
story.
So you want to
of course,
sure
their houses
that
are inside, ninjas, the ninjas, the courier, and the power suit all in this case over
day,
to East Side Green Plaza. Up north is
the
Blue Plaza, where
classes.
The infection started originally
okay.
by a creation of Dr. Silkhart Sentient. Down
really
south
matters.
In the middle of it, and west of the Green, and south of the Blue Plaza.
There
is the Green neighborhood. There's the Green neighborhood. It is where
the
all the houses and where most of the action really will take place. Of course, before this, I have created a better and more efficient form of the skeleton thing. Though I do not, I do no longer
okay.
do that sort of thing.
So
the fact that I'm simply bored and I've forgotten any
be
more
really
impressive style of
building.
I run myself to creating stories, not creating worlds. Time takes things take time, and I stand before
day,
it and not want to create more.
You do not need to do the Monday launch routine. Which is really convenient, since
that's
good. The last Monday of the semester. Those of you who need to be catching up, that's going to be a big chunk of time that you can use. And if you find yourself needing that time for revising and editing
you know,
your report, because you
I
will get all of class
very,
Tuesday for that, but it will take
very
longer.
Long
revising takes much
school.
Longer
this my grade.
Than you think.
See, during quarantine,
okay, so
I have come to accept very low standard, very
right?
low standard, and my teacher surely will.
So that's
but this
how
is bullshit.
Now,
stabbing
I'm
an entire semester into a couple of weeks,
you,
whatever.
Go over some strategies, and
my mother
again,
is arriving a little bit
at
strange because it's 12, and usually,
that is
you know, my
kind
sister usually comes goes to pick her up from Tupodaya
you
Digimon 3. 3:40 around the time when school ends.
Okay.
So you went before and after.
So,
whatever.
On slide number 19, and I'm going to show
Titanic
my
bullshit.
Screen.
Some
Tenzor, I'm just telling you where it is, so you'll be able to find it.
Raro.
It's also in the formative assessment assignment.
In
but
Denver,
there is a document with specific revision
some.
And editing strategies linked in today's
of course, I say
slides.
That he's not concerned me.
Okay.
He's not concerned me.
So
because I'm not
care. I'm going to be projecting on the screen.
So, keep on standing strong.
Get that going.
Soldier. Soldier, you are failure.
I think if I projected, it should help with, let's see, with some of your, where did the dot go? There we go. With some of your, the speed of your computers. Okay. So again, just a reminder up top when the due date is, right? Before you go to bed on Tuesday. Now, what I did was set up this document by chunk.
This sentence,
section of the report.
Or no, let's read some.
That's because when we revise, it's a big job. Okay? It's a big job getting everything written.
You know,
down
say,
so
why are we not cured Alzheimer's? And I say, well, that's a good question.
So
you see, with modern technology,
we
would have figured out a way to fix all that stuff.
That's what we do. That's the writing process.
God damn.
But it can feel overwhelming.
This is bullshit.
And I'll start doing one thing here, but then my mind
what
goes here
sorry,
and I start
so.
Trying to fix that
da.
Up. And then I'm over here because I see I need to fix that up. And that's too much. And it makes me not do as good a job as I could do. If I broke it into chunks.
If all your friends are atomic suited, I think you're kind of a, I think you have terrible fucking friends.
Instead of eating a whole pizza all at once as if it was one slice.
Where the fuck are you
heads.
Living where everybody is committing suicide?
So,
Jesus
this
Christ.
This is broken up into those chunks. For your title, I would do the engaging title part last because you're going to get the idea for it from your revised report. But the subject subtitle part, that is a matter-of-fact statement of what the document is, you should do that immediately, right? And it's just
you
research
said...
report on whatever your topic is. That's your subtitle. You will
not,
come up
if
with
this,
an
this
engaging
guy does not want to date online. Everybody knows that's a stupid idea.
Report.
Why are you angry?
And I just showed an example from one of the reports that you read. This student had their subtitle, and after they revised their report, that was when they added a more engaging title. Make sure up in that heading section that you've got your first and last name. Some of you didn't do that. And there was a place for you to plug in the class period.
I didn't even know that's what those colors meant. I just went along with what it said.
All of that would be up in the heading section. Okay, then we have the all-important paragraph about why my topic intrigues me. So some of you did this because you had it color-coded when you did your formative assessment before. But I recommend that you color code to make sure that you have the organization that is required that we use the acronym MEAL for. Main idea, evidence and analysis and explanation, and then that link at the end that summarizes the main idea of the paragraph.
If you have friends purely on the internet, I think you become kind of a fucking failure. I have a friend on the internet, or did, or one, or this, whatever. Point is, I don't really give that much shit,
okay?
Whatever.
Or how it will affect you personally to know about it in your future.
Okay, I don't give a fuck. Nobody on this goddamn website gives a fuck about what your personal life is happening. Just say that you're not more anymore doing it. Nobody will care. To go down the zone, Frieder, her stranger, one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make sleep. Stranger there among them had big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Shame. Truly shame. That's a fur. Want to be
okay.
Accurate or technical.
All of those
whatever.
Should be
can't, doesn't that's not how that works.
So I'm not planning on doing a lesson on that, and anybody who doesn't know what one of those things is, you can come in to the writers' conference
court.
Meet
socialist
later.
Commies, Fox News, boomers, Dax is gay. Why can't I start complaining to 5-year-old pedos? That makes no sense. Liberals, SWs. You don't scare me, communist piece of shit.
You switched from talking
about
yourself,
to that idea.
You were intrigued, to talking to the reader. You
authoritarian
the word
capitalism,
you,
fascism,
liberalism. To the reader.
Fuck that,
if
socialism.
You would
socialism.
Feel this way, or you would do this. The whole paragraph is first-person point of view. It's all about you, the author, and your thoughts and your feelings. So you and your, that should not appear anywhere in that paragraph.
Trust, that's...
Okay, because that is being inconsistent, not consistent.
Yes, but do you know how much they fucking pay those taxes?
Caught.
Taxes.
Now, I don't...
You can say that for healthcare
really
makes people happy,
word,
but that's it for a small country like
bolden,
Britain,
I mean,
France, and other. America's gigantic,
word,
and nobody likes taxes. Personally, I've never had to pay taxes,
again,
but we will one day, and I'm pretty sure everyone's gonna start hitting that shit once people fucking, once these rioters gonna grow the fuck up and start paying shit. Once they get
a
free healthcare.
Stand out because, as it says on the rubric, we want to use a lot of them because they are glue that holds our whole thing together. Okay, our whole paragraph together, it connects all the ideas together. It shows the relationship between the ideas. And it's like a whole bunch of different road signs for our reader. It helps guide them through our thinking. So we want to have a lot of them And we don't want to keep repeating the same ones over and over. Okay? You don't want to have six, you don't want to say the word then six times in one paragraph, right? You want to use a variety, and that's why you have the chart on our resources and template document. Okay, you don't have to pull new ones out of your head. You can look at the chart. We use resources. Dictionaries and thesauruses aren't the only resources that we use. Okay, so having a handy list of transition phrases can be helpful. But if you make all of your transition words stand out by making them bold or maybe underlining them, just somehow make them stand out, that will help you go through and say, are there opportunities where I could put more? And do I keep using the same ones over and over? Do I need to add some different ones so that I have a variety? Okay? And just remember that your closing sentence summarizes the main idea of the paragraph. It needs to begin with one of those transition words. Okay? It needs to have a sign there telling your reader, whoa, okay, you better pay attention. I'm going to summarize the main idea here and finish up. We're going to stop. Okay? So you need to have that transition word. And then this is the part that a lot of you forgot. You want to make that connection to the future, okay? So again, you could talk about why you think people should learn about the events
volunteerism.
That you study.
Volunteerism.
Okay. Or you could talk about how learning about it will impact you in your future as an individual, okay? Either way can work. And then for all writing, I cannot emphasize enough the need to be specific. And you'll see some examples of that in just a moment. Okay? So that's the section that we're gonna actually look at of some revisions in process. The next chunk that you would want to look at would be the answers to your research questions. So you have to remember the things that you need a citation for, where you need to say what source the information came from. So anything that would not be common knowledge for your audience, and your audience is Einstein eighth graders. Anything that gives a number or a statistic, you absolutely need a citation. So a number of you researched D-Day or the terrorist attacks of 9/11. When you state the number of people who died, you need to give a citation. You need to say what source you got that number from. Okay? Anything that's an opinion or a theory that isn't your opinion or theory, we give credit to whoever's it was. Most of you probably won't be having an image in your written report. You'll be doing it in your Flipgrid video, but a couple people put it in their report. Just remember, when you take any kind of image, any kind of visual from somebody else's work, we give them credit.
Wait, the fuck's happening? What is happening?
And then, of course, you all know that if you use the words directly from a text, they have to go in these quotation marks, and you have to say what source they came from. Okay? Similarly, if you are using someone else's idea, maybe it's their opinion from your book or website, but you're putting it in your own words. That's a wonderful thing to do. We just have to make sure that we give credit to the source, to the person whose opinion that was. And then, again, when you look at the examples, see that the citation comes in parentheses after the sentences with the evidence that you are saying where it came from. Just look at the examples that you have for that. Again, we want to be clear. Clarity is important. And when we're doing that first draft, you know, I told you yesterday, the whole goal of the first draft is just getting stuff down in sentences and paragraphs, okay? It's not going to sound wonderful. It's not going to flow logically and naturally. It's not going to be completely clear because it was the downdraft. When we revise, it's our goal to make things flow well, to make things be clear, to make things engaging and understandable to our reader. So one of the things that you would look for to improve upon is your sentences, because when we're doing just trying to get those complete thoughts down on paper, we do a lot of run-ons and fragments. So when we revise, we have to go back and we have to fix those. If we only have a fragment, a piece of a sentence, we have to make sure that we fill it out so we have a whole sentence. Or if we have a run-on, we better break it up into multiple proper sentences. So that's just one of the things that you look for. Remember, explanation is important. Always explain your thinking. Always. Okay? Just a reminder about quotation marks on direct quotes, and the reminder that if you were unable to find an answer to a question, you just say that. Or if you felt like you found some answer to it, but there's some gaps, then you just say that, and you say what you think the gaps are. In the reflection, I had one student answer every single reflection question. You're only answering one. Reflections tell you you would just choose one, but you have to write a whole paragraph as an answer. So all of the things that applied up for your paragraph up here, why your topic intrigues you, it's the same paragraph organization in the reflection. We follow that meal structure. So all of the same things apply for that section. Okay? In general, these are just things that apply to all of our writing in school and all formal writing that you do, okay? It's a formal tone of voice. You don't write as if you were talking to your best friend, laying down on the couch, eating chips, watching a movie, okay? That's very casual. This is very different. So you're not going to use words like stuff. First of all, it's vague, but it's also much too casual. You'll see a little bit, just a little bit of that, I think, in our example. Remember, we have some words that are illegal in our class because they are bad writing. So one of the things that you're going to do, you'll see in your first draft, most of you use the word really a lot. A lot. That word should not appear in your writing anywhere. So one of the things that you're going to do is go through and maybe even ask a friend to go through and say, can you read over this and see if I use the word really anywhere. And if I did, can you highlight it or something? And that way you can go back and you can find a better way to express yourself. If I say, Miss Smith is really nice. Well, in my writing, I might say that in a first draft. But when I go back to revise, I have to cross out really. And I have to use a better word than nice. Because if I need really, nice is not a specific enough word. It's not strong enough. Okay? So something more specific. I mean, there are a lot of different ways that people are nice. Maybe I come back and I say, Miss Smith is generous.
Boy,
for
yes.
example, right? And then I give a specific example.
Or
I could use a simile. That can help make it stronger. Okay? Miss Smith is as nice as a bumblebee who apologizes for stinging you. Or something. I don't know. I just made that up. But you would come up with a simile to be able to show your reader whatever the idea is that you want to show without using the word really. Same thing applies to very. Okay? If you're saying maybe you were visiting someplace and this is related to why you picked your topic, you would not say it was very hot. Okay? That would mean that hot is not a specific enough word. You could use a simile. It was as hot as. Okay? And we also said a long time ago that the word interested and interesting, these words are overused by middle school students, and we are expanding our vocabulary. So you learned the word intrigued. You already know the word engaged. You could find other synonyms. Or again, you could find a way to use a simile to express your curiosity. Okay? If something is interesting to me, it means I'm curious about it.
I've noticed these days. You already know it.
So instead of saying, I'm interested in learning about something, I'm curious to learn, blah, 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 blah. That could be another way of expressing the idea without using that word interesting. Just like we've talked about when speaking, we know not to use the word like inappropriately here. Okay? Well, another thing in writing is the word well. Or unless you're describing somebody who feels good, right? They feel well.
Man, I'm tired. So tired.
Because it has no meaning. It's clutter. Okay? So an example of that would be, well,
no,
experts don't agree.
Most of them continue to remember even half this shit in a couple of years.
Well, that means nothing. Take it out. Capitalize the E. Experts don't agree on the ultimate impacts of the conflict.
That's funny.
Again, specificity. Be specific. Be descriptive. Okay. We're going to practice some of these editing strategies in class on Tuesday. But probably the most important one is reading your work out loud and having someone else read it out loud to you. Okay? Again, I know I've said this before, but your ears are going to hear opportunities to improve the writing. Your ears are going to hear places that are kind of confusing or repetitive. Your ear is going to hear if you do not have proper sentences. Your ear is going to hear if something isn't making sense. Our eyes may not see it because we've been working with the material for a long time. So your eyes know what they want to see, and they'll trick your brain. But your ears will be more likely to tell you the truth. You will hear things. Okay? Guys, when we're back in a classroom, you're going to be hearing me muttering all the time because I'm reading your writing out loud. I'm reading my writing out loud. Okay?
Called lying.
It helps. It really makes a difference. Those of you who have access to a printer, for editing, it is more effective to have a paper copy to look at. And your brain just processes things differently that way. For the very final stage.
Trump arrives in Louisiana. Nobody. Louisiana's governor. Man, fuck these liberals, man. These are China asses.
Cover sheets. We narrow what our brain is looking at. Okay? If I see a whole
I have to respect
page
this
text,
fucker. God damn, you have to have so much of a goddamn time.
I'm not
respect,
gonna pick
dude.
Up on details,
respect.
But if I take cover sheets, it's going to look weird to you. And where's the camera up here? And I block so
yeah,
that
I know
I'm
that
just mean. Looking at one line of text at a time. That focuses my eyes, and that helps me pick up details like, did I capitalize all my proper nouns? Did I put periods at the ends of all my sentences? Did I use the apostrophe correctly? Did I misspell a word? Right. Those kinds of details, it really helps if we can focus our eyes and take away all this other distracting text.
Jesus Christ, man.
For editing, it really helps to just do short bursts, little chunks at a time. Again, because...
Sonic movie after winning the Oscars because it was the only movie this year. I was not expecting that. But I was expecting not to expect something, so it doesn't count. Nintendo 3DS.
Paragraph about why the topic intrigues the student. And then we've got
Hi, Carl.
Trying to apply some revision strategies to improve the quality of the writing.
Eating a straw to prove that turtles are bitches. Damn.
So the original paragraph
what you're doing slow.
Says,
have it back. God damn.
For my topic, I choose the attacks about Qaeda on the
Damn liberals.
This topic has been really intriguing to me for a while now. I first got into it when my parents were having dinner and they talked the about it. It seemed really interesting and drew my attention. Also, what really intrigued me was my trip to New York City and they put
the
NYC,
judges
in
the hey, I did that meme. That came out like ages ago, though, huh?
When they revised, spell out New York City.
That's funny. The person who missed their homework was an Italian teacher named Roberto Neviles. He missed homework in 1905 as a punishment for his student. God, that makes so much fucking sense.
It's such a beautiful memorial for such a sad day. It's just shocking. You feel the emotion you feel as if you are strangled by a big snake. You're in a moment of shock. Then you see all the people in tears because some of those names were their own blood.
That's fucking grim.
I think the saddest part was when we left. Having to say goodbye to all those names is something someone shouldn't have to do.
Dude, do we know who did it? Who shot up Sandy Hooks?
A few reasons why the attacks of Al-Qaeda on the U.S. on
Yo.
September 11th, 2001 draw my attention.
Yeah, no, it's moved all together.
So,
they won't see them as
the
what?
Did a nice job having okay. Main idea. Sentence.
Yo, homework way worse than test though. Get your shit
really,
together. You're gonna die anyway. Do whatever you want. That's real. So
I,
well, nothing matters. But everything else, yeah, everything matters.
The granite that's there, that's really touching. I mean, that's really beautiful. So we have a good start here, but there are a lot of things that we can do now to revise the first draft. So one of the things that we can do is combine some of
no
the
mercy for both.
The
I am a villain. What gender are you? Evil.
So that we have Damn. One single more sophisticated and less repetitive sentence. So their first two sentences, for my topic I choose, and then names a topic, and then he says, repeats it again, this topic has been really intriguing to me for a while now. Well, we can combine those, okay? We could say something like, there's different ways to do it, but maybe the terrorist attacks by Al-Qaeda on the U.S. on September 11th, 2001 have intrigued me for a while now. Okay? That flows a lot more smoothly. It gets rid of the repetition. It gets rid of the illegal word really.
Okay. The so teacher bad internet and an excuse to miss the class. The teacher's internet. That's funny. Idea. Choose your fighter.
Well, then for sure,
burger guy. Anyone? Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, though, really fucking burger guy, man.
They also use
okay. Knock, knock. Where?
So we want to try to work around that.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Of course. Now we're gonna take very powerful experience that the author had, and we're going to add more details.
Drink 2 liters minimum of water a day.
Keep the audience in mind, and we were not on a trip with this person. We were not standing there with them at this memorial feeling what they were feeling. So they're going to want to add details so that we feel like we are there. That's going to make that emotional moment that he shared even more powerful. And of course, we explain our thinking. So one place where we could get rid of illegal words, we can add details, and we can explain our thinking, do all three of those things, is up here. They originally wrote, I first got into
Australia.
A terrorist attack.
Put me out of my misery.
My parents were
no.
having dinner.
Among you, among you.
It seemed really interesting and drew my
attention. Yeah, I got, oh my gosh.
So he's got a specific...
Yeah, that's so real. Online class starts at 7:30, we have to waking up at 7:40. Dude, that's real.
But we don't have any details. We don't know if it happened last night, or if it happened when they were around 4 or 5 years old. Okay? We don't know what it was about the conversation that drew the author's attention.
And the that's a lot of really ooh, that's fire, bro.
And it's repetitive.
Everyone, huh?
He said the same thing in different words.
Now what?
Drew my attention.
That's so real, though.
Okay. So we can
play. Isn't like the earth run for them or whatever?
Language to come up with something that gets rid of the illegal words, adds details, explains thinking. I first heard about them when I overheard my parents
we're
talking
about thinking
the
attacks
at the
possible.
Dinner table a couple of years
I said
ago.
My name was Mark with a C.
Mark.
Mark. Mark with a Z.
Because they both
bro.
So
my comex in person. My comex in the show.
We're gonna add some details.
Your cannibalism. Question. How much did all this cost?
How, what was
answer.
This evidence that
cannibalism.
Emotional?
Amen.
I could see the sadness in my mother's gaze.
One Piece, really bro. You gotta start watching, bro. You gotta start watching One Piece, bro. It really gets interesting after episode 3. Well, who let this dog out? Well, let's be a child. Who let the dogs out? Only 1% of you can.
Real fucking Christ, man. Can add some context and details just to help make everything more clear and engaging for the reader. So they had started
my
goals
are being we're gonna punch you in the
throat. Up here
right in the Adam's
said,
apple bro
also what really intrigued me was my trip to New York City.
French
we don't know what trip that
font.
Was when they went who went right so they have to add details. They said all those names, we don't know what names they're talking about, on just two beautiful
teacher,
things.
This is our kid, this is my plan.
That's really
nice. Class me, they love me.
Right?
Man, fuck, those kids are just really,
and
that. They really just want to know. It's like, dude, no one gives a damn. We're just, we have school anyways next time. So who cares?
So when we revise, that's when
Make sure whatever you want is meaningful.
Those details. So,
God damn, bro, that's real. Bill Gates. No.
Try to make it
Bill Gates. So let's make more vaccines. No, you will put microchips in your body to track us. Elon Musk, I will literally put a microchip in your brain. That's cool. You know, man, that's fucking heresy. I feel like people... I feel like people give way too much of a shit. It's like, honestly, like, don't trust Elon Musk. Don't trust anyone. Especially private billionaires. Anonymous testicle checking with Debo's debuts in New Zealand. What the fuck? I can't vote. I found this in a Twix. Dude, amen. If I found that shit, amen. That'd be a great Halloween.
Instead, what I saw was two huge...
I'll eat the kind of soldier those clones. Cookie? Me? Hell yeah.
Each one was situated where one of the World Trade Center towers had stood. They weren't normal pools. They were made of black stone. And their walls were waterfalls.
3060p, 4080p. 720p.
And then 1080p.
Are we waking up tomorrow? Anyone know? You can't cook me, and nobody can.
No.
I don't know. In America. What?
What?
I don't know. An American staffer or bull terrier works as a video game developer. What? I work at McDonald's. What now?
I also remember how quiet it was at the memorial.
But
even
what
though
now?
There were a lot of visitors.
The spikes are, man,
even
fucking.
New York City normally always seems loud. Okay? So that was
Wait.
As far as they had gotten.
That's fucking Todd Howard.
They would continue to share details about this emotion that they felt, right? The shock, the feeling strangled. And the student talked about, instead of the vague, a big snake, right?
I heard the bait make you feel, I
love
for death. Can you hire an Uber to run you over? Dude, like,
so
honestly, Amazon is just, start, like, a company that just shoots you.
To be more specific
here. That's what I thought. Like, Nick.
And then, of course, he'll share this bit.
6 feet wide. Damn. CJ be like. Maurice, amen. King Julian. Don't you mean King Julian?
Much more powerful paragraph. And give us a lot more details about what
Bro.
Was a very powerful experience for the audience.
Your heart is in the right place, Georgia. You as well intentioned. Blessing of the 2 weeks. I did a woman like that once. Goddamn.
And we can see
lost
what he saw.
Scammer calls me. Peace Pizzeria, abortion clinic. Racist is lost. Today's sauce. Scammer
to
be like.
In words, so this is
fuel hoof. Lol. Gas. Remember
nice
gas. Fuel.
So
man, fuck these jackasses. Like,
okay.
Honestly, there's no difference
so
really.
That would be an example.
It's that at least you. It's that at least a. Hey, it's at least you don't feel guilty for wasting. Because I'm not wasting gas.
So
yeah, but the factories are, so, like, you're so fucking doing it.
Better quality, more clear writing. That's what we do when we revise writing.
You have your written? No.
It really is a process. When they refer to the writing process, it's not like you do one thing and you're done.
God. Hell, brother.
Keep working.
Yo.
Right? Take some persistence.
That's fucking crazy, man.
And you just do it in chunks. Otherwise, it's overwhelming. So the focus for this student was just this paragraph today. Okay? You do it in chunks. You don't... None of us have a brain that will be effective at sitting down.
That's fucking evil.
The whole.
What the hell?
Okay, you just can't do that. Let's see. We'll stop sharing.
Everyone says that alcohol is our enemy. Jesus said, love your enemy. Amen. Lamp. Pixar. Okay. Lamp.
So, what you are going to okay. do today...
Now, how to make a tortilla move.
...for homework. And then you'll have all of Tuesday as well, okay, is work on revising and editing that first draft to improve the quality of the writing. And you're doing it on that new document that you've created. You're not going to change anything in the first draft. That first draft stays as is. You're making changes now on that final draft. And you just do one chunk at a time. Okay. All right. Questions.
Hey, man, gotta kill it now. We're gonna have to slap a dirty little jab. And all the da 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 do it. We'll turn into not shop Zoe and it's in and it's Zoe and the kingdom paralyzing some
during
fluid.
During time, I'm going to be calling some of you in just to get to meet with you.
The golden rule.
About your writing.
Because I forgot what I'm talking about. God, what I'm talking about because you are a little hoe.
Take a 3-minute brain break. Get up. Hey. Walk away from the
I say, you where you been? I just passed in the dreams.
I'm just
call these bitches on me. I've been cool just now. Shit, I'm free. Bitches down in this.
Okay, I'm going to
run and run and run and got up checking the bag. I said, I'm. Now, I don't know if this is my role model.
You're on a brain break.
I kind of want the world to end this year, honestly.
So
at least that way I don't have to bother. 4 minute draft.
That's exactly what he's trying to do. And then just focus on one chunk at a time.
We had to move everything over. Yeah. It was so weird. I found that Sabrina's mom was the... was the retard teacher or whatever.
Yeah, I saw
like the
that.
Teacher
yeah.
that teaches all the all yeah. artistics
okay,
or whatever.
Angel, I'm gonna invite you to a Google Meet.
Okay.
Alright.
You know, I'm so fucking tired.
Make sure
right
he
now.
Gets up and walks around a little
like,
bit.
My
take a break
eyes,
for a few minutes and I'll meet
even
you
though
here in a minute, okay? Take a walk.
Like my eyes are like watery for some reason and it's like bruh.
I'm why? Just waiting for the power to go out again.
How many times did it go out this morning?
That's,
during teaching, it didn't happen.
That's rookie numbers.
I was working
rookie
on my
numbers.
Computer during lunch, and what would happen is it would literally go out for hundreds of a second.
Democracy.
Flicker.
I like
and
democracy.
Just keep going out.
But I don't like
and
Democrats.
Then, of course, the Wi-Fi would cut out.
Parasites.
It would take a while for the router to get going again. And then it would just keep happening. So it was really bizarre. I've never had the power go out in those.
I've had it hundreds of times, especially in Mexico, man. Power
yeah.
out. It's like a fucking weekly thing. Go power goes out? Okay. You just chill. It hopefully when it goes out, it's in the night, because if it's in the day, you're fucked, basically, because you don't have a fan. Because everybody has a fucking fan. Unless you're fucked, because it gets so hot over there. Especially with everyone's house being basically concrete, and most of them being, like, they're being, like, metal on top of them, because of shade, because it rains, like, really hard. When it rains, it pours. Like, that's what it feels like. That's from my eye, I hate LA. It fucks. My internet just says, okay, nigga, fuck you, whenever I go on. Like, god damn it. Man, when did 12 come out? Like, bruh. 2 years ago, the hell? I mean, I guess these things take a while.
conectarnos, ¿qué vamos a hacer, ah? ¿Qué me ves, ah? Yo qué hice, nomás estamos aquí, Pues tú sabes, ¿quién sabe?
¿Quién?
¿Quién?
La cucaracha...
Anyways...
I don't touch that.
Just cooking me a sandwich, chicken. Well, not chicken, but I enough to make me forget about LA is a fucking tumor on my life. It's one of the classes that do the worst in, period. Like, social studies, and that's just because I just forget to fucking turn shit in. Because I don't really give a damn. Because it's, like, just... It's mostly just because, like, online school fucking sucks ass. Which is a given. But... you know. Anyways... I hate Yola LA, and like, we're not gonna remember like half the shit that we do. Like, those reports, just fucking. Who cares, you I really hope. What's the fucking word? You know when you like you die and then you get and you're reborn? Well, I hope that thing when you die but you're still alive is like real. Cause like, man, this fucking cycle looks like this life sucks ass, man. Like, hopefully next time I'm like born to like a better one. Maybe I'm like a life or like G
Jude. I mean, it'd still be, it'd be a dumbass, because could also be a fucking scum. And also be brainwashed by all the LGBT bullshit that's gonna happen in the next couple years, but I mean, I'll take being a fucking brainwashed over being a bit for being just stuck down here in construction. That's where my brother is, and that's where my dad was, and I'll be there soon. Well, I don't know if I have anything to say about it. After all, they've gone red. That ain't it. Evidence resembled claim. Agent Orange.
Podcast's gonna end soon. So bye.